sickening with heat, were playing the latest dance tunes with verve and gusto. To an onlooker, the highly polished floor of the ballroom of Lyle House in the most fashionable part of London was a kaleidoscope of colour, the white tie and tails of the gentlemen a perfect foil for the glorious dresses of their partners. And no one looked more glorious than Lady Rowena Ashley as she whirled round the floor in the arms of the millionaire industrialist Mr. Robert Dunster. Her honey-coloured hair was styled in the latest fashion, held fast in its elaborate twist by a diamond and sapphire clip. And although her cream-lace dress was not cut as daringly low as those of some of the ladies present, it still showed off her beautiful figure to its full advantage. The pearl necklet and matching earbobs might not glitter as much as the diamonds some of the older ladies wore, but they shone with a warm glow against her translucent skin. Her partner was a good dancer for such a heavily built man, but the energetic exercise was obviously not to his liking. His shirt collar looked wet where it dug into a red fleshy neck, and Rowena was only too aware that the hands holding her were damp and sticky. She wished he had thought to wear white gloves, as so many other gentlemen did. She cast a look from under her thick dark lashes at Robert Dunster's red face, listening to his raspy breathing as they circled the room once more and made a swift decision. She stumbled a little on the next spin and put a hand to her forehead.
"Goodness, the heat is making me feel a little faint, Mr. Dunster. I'm so sorry, but do you think we could sit down for a while?"
The industrialist looked concerned and promptly guided her through the circling couples to the side of the room and off the dance floor. "It is indeed extremely close in here, Lady Rowena. Far too many couples, I am afraid. I did tell Lord Lyle that he had invited an excess of people, but I am afraid, as usual, my comments fell on deaf ears." Rowena smiled, hardly listening to his words. She did not mind dancing with him, but his self-importance was extremely irritating. She had met him twice before and did not have a good opinion of the man. Admittedly, he was extremely polite and correct, but he always seemed to know better than anyone else, always had an opinion that could not be shaken, even if he was proved wrong. "Perhaps I might fetch you an ice or a cooling glass of lemonade," he was saying as she flicked open the ivory fan that hung from her wrist.
"What? Oh, no thank you, Mr. Dunster. It is getting quite late, I see. I must be thinking of going home soon. I came with the Ross family, and I'm sure they will not be staying much longer. Lady Ross does not like to be out too late."
He pushed wide the French windows that opened out onto the paved terrace that ran the length of the ballroom. Coloured lanterns had been hung in the trees and bushes in the garden, and the moon sailed serenely through the midnight sky. Several couples were sitting on little metal chairs, talking, laughing, and enjoying the soft evening breeze that was rustling the trees in Berkeley Square. "I saw Lord Ross going into the billiard room only 10 minutes ago. I believe he is very involved in a competition between some of the older gentlemen. I think you will have to wait plenty of time to sit in the garden and cool down before your journey home, Lady Rowena." Rowena hesitated, and then walked out into the night air. She had to admit it was refreshing to feel the coolness on her hot cheeks. "This tradition of always being accompanied to a ball can be very tiresome," she said, as they walked slowly along a mossy path that meandered towards steps into the rose garden. "But a young lady such as yourself cannot travel around London on her own." Rowena tossed her head, her sapphire blue eyes flashing. This was exactly the sort of remark that made her irritable.
"Indeed, Mr. Dunster, I am quite capable of attending a ball on my own. I could have organised my transport this evening very easily, and then I would not be dependent on Lord Ross's billiard game deciding the time of my departure."
They reached the rose garden, where huge swathes of sweet-smelling flowers hung from columns and arches. The moon was hiding behind a cloud now, but even in the dim light, the reds and pinks and yellows of the velvety petals gleamed in glorious abundance. Rowena took a deep breath, glorying in the marvellous scents that filled the air. She wandered across to a raised lily pond, admiring the splashing of the fountain, and peering into the water to catch a glimpse of one of Lord Lyle's famous koi carp. Robert Dunster plucked a crimson bud from a bush and twirled it between his fingers.
"You have very modern views on life, Lady Rowena," he commented tersely.